Those are the things you didn't know you didn't know. You still don't know them. But at least now you know that you need to know. In other words, your awareness has increased. If you choose to learn about those things, you grow and the cycle repeats. If you choose not to learn about them, you're done growing. And when you're done growing, you're done. At best, you stay where you are. At worst, you begin to slip backward and get passed over by those that choose continuous growth. The more we know, the more we realize what we don't know. Interestingly, learning this principle provides us with a new perspective of what's going on within us and others. Those among us that think they know it all don't know much at all. They have a tiny circle of knowledge, about the size of the period at the end of this sentence, which explains their tiny perimeter of awareness. Because know-it-alls don't know much about anything, they're not aware of how much there is to know about everything. Therefore, they think they know it all. They're not necessarily dumb people. They simply have an extremely large area of ignorance. You can consider your circle of knowledge generally, or you can consider it very specifically. As you read this book, you're increasing your circle of knowledge very specifically relative to learning leadership principles. Leadership can be defined simply with one word: influence. After 20 years in the manufacturing industry, I resigned from the corporate world in 2008 to launch my own lean manufacturing consulting firm. At the time, I had worked my way up to the position of lean manufacturing and quality manager, reporting directly to the plant manager. My first 10 years were spent as a frontline entry-level factory worker, CNC machine operator, doing the hard work and responsible only for myself. Then finally, I began to work my way up after starting and eventually graduating from college. Much of that story can be found in my book, Defining Influence. The introduction is included at the end of this book. I worked my way up from the bottom to second from the top with only one formal leader above me on site. What's interesting is I never received any leadership training. None. However, I was asked to and expected to lead others. This happens all the time. It may have happened to you. At the time of my resignation, I was responsible for leading hundreds of people. Few people reported directly to me, but I was responsible for getting all of them to buy in to process improvements, endless change, and to improve quality. I wasn't exposed to leadership training until I resigned. I had done well. In my 20-year corporate career, I had been promoted 14 times. I thought I knew a lot about leadership, and I did. But I still didn't know what I didn't know. Formal leadership development was in my area of ignorance. A friend gave me a one-hour leadership audio lesson. He placed it on my perimeter of awareness. I listened to it and expanded my circle of knowledge, which also expanded my perimeter of awareness, and I began to know what I didn't know. Odds are high that this may be your first exposure to formal leadership development. Either way, I plan to place a few things on your perimeter of awareness. I hope you're ready. If you've already been trying hard, maybe trying harder is not the way. Try different. Dr. Henry Cloud. 2. Demystifying leadership. Moving beyond management and supervision. Leadership is about taking responsibility for lives, not numbers. Managers look after our numbers and our results, and leaders look after us. Simon Sinek. Wow, Simon nailed it. Unfortunately, the reality is most people experience management instead of leadership. Is that your reality? How does your boss treat you? Like a person or an object? Does it matter? How does it make you feel? Does it impact your performance? Pause and think about it. What is your team's reality? How do you treat them? Like a person or an object? Would some say a person,